This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk Truth.
Yeah, windy day tomorrow for Mother's Day, and we get Sierra snow on Monday and Tuesday. I'm hearing myself coming back to me there, Phil. Do we have something that's not supposed to be on there? Oh, it's one of those situations. All right. That and the printer doesn't work. It's going to be a hell of a show today. It all started when I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning today. Tried to get back to sleep, but unfortunately, I accidentally made eye contact with my cat, and that's all it took for the jumping and the head bumping and the biting to begin. One of those days. Still working on it, guys. I'm hearing me talk to myself. Okay. All right. Anyway, it's all live and local from here on out. I'm John Potter. 884-9910 is the number to call. Had a wonderful week working. Now Phil's in Carson City, and I had a wonderful week doing that shift, 5 in the morning to noon. And yesterday there, I woke up from a deep sleep in a panic thinking I was late to work, and it turned out I was at work. And I hate it when those printers wake you up over there. You see, over there, the printers work. Anyway, back to the weather. It's going to be changing here, and we're going to have some wind this afternoon. And again, it's going to be very cold, well, compared to what we've had coming up on Monday and Tuesday. Things to talk about here. Okay, Phil, you're a history guy. I have a question. Bring back Alcatraz as a working prison. Yes or no?
Not a chance. I'm a bit
is
of
that,
a...
Is that opinion or just the fact that it like you think it can't be done? What do you say?
Well, with the building they have now, and I'm a bit of an Alcatraz buff, with the building they have now, they couldn't do it because the cells are too small according to UN humanitarian rules. They've known this for years. So if they want to try to reopen Alcatraz, they're going to have to level the whole island, get every building off of there, go through the environmental hassle of that because they built it with asbestos, and then rebuild a brand new prison. It's just not worth it, and I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, I didn't know that there were regulations about how big a cell has to be. I've toured the Nevada State Prison in Carson City. Those are tiny. And they were in operation till not too long ago. So there is a rule that a cell has to be a certain size?
There is a rule. I don't know what the size is.
And we have a president who changes rules. But it was the president who said he wanted to reopen Alcatraz. I don't know myself. You know, I'm a Trump supporter, but sometimes you think maybe, you know, when he says things, you should just ignore them. But then you can't ignore, like, the president of the United States, can you?
Well, you can't ignore him, but I think he was just trolling the whole Alcatraz thing. It just won't work. It would cost hundreds of millions of dollars that you don't need to spend when you could spend it somewhere else to, say, expand Leavenworth or Atlanta or that other prison. They have one in the East Bay of California. You can expand that prison. Alcatraz would be stupid.
President says that he is going to order the reopening and the refurbishing, he said, the refurbishing and enlarging of Alcatraz, which, of course, an island in San Francisco Bay. And this is where he's going to put the dregs of society. That's his promise here. And it's currently a National Historic Site. You know, it's run by the National Park Service.
I don't think he's ever been to Alcatraz to know how truly small
that building is. What the heck is going on there?
I don't know. I really don't know. And I'm a Trump supporter.
Is this my live audio? I'll tell you what. Let's take a break and be back, guys. Let's get it together. 9/11 is our time. I'm John Potter. 884-9910 on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 911.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Hello, welcome back. Welcome back. 914, John Potter live and local. So, okay, Alcatraz is an interesting place. So you would have, you know, to stop it being a park to reopen it, you would have to, I guess, tear down what's down there, or, you know, you would have to build a new prison. And that's extremely expensive. And then you would be left with some of the very issues that led to the closing of Alcatraz in the first place. And one of them is there's not a road that goes out there. Everything that has to get there has to be taken on boat. And, you know, certainly we have boats, but if you have a large locked facility where people need to eat every day and they need other supplies that have to be transported there, it's a lot cheaper to transport those supplies by a truck instead of by a boat. So inefficient and be wildly destructive as for a national historic site. And, you know, it would be the most expensive prison to operate in the United States. So, you know, the president, maybe he'll try to reopen it for the dregs of society. But this is one of those things that I'll bet you in a week or two, we have completely forgotten about this. I bet in a week he'll forget suggested this. I don't know. I just had to bring that up. Anyway, some local news, folks. There was a retail theft prevention workshop in town yesterday to stop retail theft, especially all the shoplifting. And Washoe County DA Chris Hicks says retail theft is no longer an isolated nuisance. It has become a serious problem. And he says this, quote, out of 37 stores at the outlets at Legends, you know, and Sparks, there was a 361% total increase in retail theft reports from 2022 to 2024. 361% increase. And he says consumers, you know, we pay the price literally. Shoplifting nationwide went up 93% in 2023 over 2019. And I've brought this up before. I don't feel sorry for those who steal from innocent people, period. I don't care what their problems or excuses are. If it's an addiction, you know you can seek help in an honest manner. You know that when in your sober moments. Text from 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I'm way behind. Hello, John. Do you know if the granny extensions that Reno wants to allow will be allowed in the city of Sparks as well? Thank you. And that's from Cheryl. Cheryl, no, just Reno. And it looks like they're going ahead with the idea of allowing folks in the older neighborhoods, which I'm in, to put up like a tiny house in the backyard. And possibly, well, for family, maybe you could rent it out. I guess that's the goal, you know, to provide housing when there's a housing shortage about it. I'm torn about it. I think it'd be kind of cool to have a tiny house in the backyard, but I don't want anybody else to have them. It's the parking and the crowding and all. But this is an idea that is spreading, and I think it's going to end up going through here. You know, Florida just passed a bill that would require cities and towns to allow what are known as granny flats in single-family residential backyards to, quote, help increase workforce housing as the state continues to grapple with affordable housing issues. And that's what they said in Florida. Email, John Potter, thank you for, oh, I'm sorry, it's Mr. Potter. Okay, thank you for using your voice to say what is going to be very unpopular to the vast majority of your audience. Thank you for putting the country and its people first over the person you voted for. Thank you for being objective. I don't think any one person makes wrong decisions all the time. I try to see both sides and take each decision, each ruling, each pardon all by itself and evaluate on its own merit. This is a very bad decision. Thank you. I honestly forgot what that was about. I wish I could remember. that I was right about something. I wish my wife would listen to the show and hear that. And we got some reaction from the illegal immigrant story that I read yesterday morning. And but I'm going to have that later in the show, you know, when I have time. If you're in any way passionate or even interested in illegal immigration in Nevada, I highly recommend you tune in this morning, about 11 o'clock this morning. That's when I have time for that. 11:05 after Fox News. I'd appreciate your comments, as I always do. Very interested in what you have to say. I've got a story to tell about this. So 11 o'clock is looking to be a pretty serious hour here. And finally, received some feedback on the GSR getting that tax break. Is it technically a tax break deal from the city of Reno? More the feedback I've heard is more along the lines of, well, you said the next city of Reno fiscal budget is $26 million in the hole and facing major budget cuts. And then the next morning, you say GSR has been approved to use public funds for their arena project. I guess you can say it's future public funds if it gets built. And that's about right. There's no existing tax revenue going into this arena project. It's basically it's a holdback on property taxes that the GSR can have for a couple of years. The money does not exist now, so it doesn't affect the budget whatsoever. The money is going to come from the project. It's money they are not getting today and will never get if there's no arena project. And the city won't get that money if it doesn't happen either. And that doesn't impact the budgets for now. The arena and the parking garage, they don't exist today. So the GSR is not paying property tax on it because there's nothing there. Once it's built, though, the GSR is going to be on the hook for millions of dollars per year in additional taxes on the new buildings. And the property tax on 90% of this will be deferred, how this works, until 2036. But it doesn't use any public money that exists right now. And if it's not built, there's not going to be any property tax money on that ground for the city. But if you've heard me much over the past three and over years, you know, I don't like corporate welfare. I don't. And my first reaction to this was, if the GSR is already profitable, why do they get a tax break? Or why don't they just take a loan from the city if they're profitable? And why doesn't UNR contribute to this? Because it's for Wolfpack basketball, you know. But the deal is, this is such a huge project. I mean, altogether, it's $1 billion. The GSR doesn't have all that. And to get a loan and pay interest, that'd be too expensive, more than it's worth. So it would just not be built. So, yeah, it's public money that the GSR is using to build the arena, but it's money that the public would not only, you'd only get it if and when the arena is built. So the city is not providing a single dollar of current revenue to this project, and it doesn't affect the city's operating budget in any way. I think I over-explained that, but the short version is I'm for it. I mean, we could get some real big events to Reno with this instead of like the minor shows that we get now. We could host the first round of the NCAA tournament with this thing, or major headliners, top entertainers in Reno. We get a Taylor Swift or somebody, big shots like we had in the 60s and 70s and 80s. I have a gleam in my eye when I remember those rich and happy days. And there's talk of an NHL team with this. So I hope to see a big investment here into our city, which will hopefully create jobs and increase tourism and gambling taxes for the city. This arena would be very good, I think, for the city overall. You know, we need to come back from the errors that were made in this move by the city that started in the 1980s to diversify away from gaming and filling Reno and Carson City and Carson Valley with service jobs and big box stores that barely pay over minimum wage, and that hasn't been all that successful, I don't think. And according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Nevada's 5.8% unemployment is the highest in the country, with California and Michigan close behind. Vegas never gave up competing with the Indian casinos, but here we did. We had a bigger gaming market, and Reno as a whole was bigger than Vegas until like the mid-1960s. What happened then is, well, we were cursed with casino owners who did not spend and expand as much as Vegas did. That was the main thing. And we had city leaders who tried to diversify our downtown so much so that they put government buildings in the gaming center. Why put City Hall next to a casino? Would Las Vegas do that on their strip? You know, we have so much more than Vegas has. We live in a magical area with way more outdoor fun than Vegas. Am I right? And if we kept our eye on the ball, which is that fast tourist wallet, I mean, we could have done all right. And I believe, but no point talking about that now because that's gone and passed and everything. But I believe we'd be doing better today. Gaming pays an excellent tax rate. It's 6.75%, and it's more than that with gaming, with the license fees. And my gosh, there's a fee placed on every single game, and every single slot machine in a casino has a fee it pays. And those fees add up to about 9%. So, well, you know, I didn't get to be mayor in the 1980s, but I could see that end coming. And I just don't understand the logic of let's be just like every other city in the country. We were, and in some respects, we still are, a very unique and very special city in the U.S. of A. And here's an email. It's from Albert in Sparks. Hello, Mr. Potter. I get a lot of emails addressed to Mr. Potter, much more than I get that say, hi, John. You know, it's always Mr. Potter. I don't know why. Maybe it's the necktie I wore on Reno TV for 20 years. I don't know. Mr. Potter, I've lived in Reno since October, and honestly, everything's been pretty good. But I do have one thing that has boggled my mind since I've been here. Well, sir, you've come to the right place. Let's see here. Why do they have some stoplights on 2 to 3 minute cycles? You can sit at a light for 4 minutes if you get there right as it turns red. Whose idea was this, and why are the traffic lights not synchronized? What's the reasoning behind it? I am 90% sure someone has a logical reason for this, and I can't figure it out. Love your show, Albert. Yes, welcome to Reno, my friend. That is a thing here, and once you gain speed after you get the green and you get stopped one or two blocks away by another light turning red, these mistimed long lights cause people to, I think, speed and act recklessly to make the next green light because they don't want to get stuck again. And, you know, some intersections, you kind of wonder what they're thinking ever since they opened that Reno Public Market, which was previously known by me as the Shepler's Mall. Gosh, I miss Shepler's. What's that? The Shepler. Oh, really? I didn't even turn on my call screener. I am so sorry, Phil. It's a mess of a show, I know. Let's go to the call, whoever it is. Make sure they address me as Mr. Potter. Hello, John. How are you? You're on the air. Thank you. Mr. Potter is here.
Hi, Mr. Potter. And
are you stuck in a light?
John.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to give you a heads up. With the GSR topic that you were talking about, your comment about it's unrealized taxes that's abated for 10 years. You're absolutely right. But
and?
Where you're wrong is the GSR has the $1 billion. The GSR owner, Morello, owned the Arizona Coyotes, and the NHL gave him $1 billion to buy it back.
And
the club moved from Arizona to Salt Lake City and they just announced that it's going to be the Salt Lake City Mammoth hockey team, but Morello still owns the AAA team in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
So the plans are to have Nevada basketball play in the arena as well as the AAA hockey team.
Right. Well, okay.
The reason why they're getting TIF money is because they're in an area that allows for TIF.
Yes. I know that.
He doesn't need the money. He's just following the law and saying, hey, if this is a redevelopment area, this is part of the redevelopment district, then
sure,
give me a break.
Yeah,
so
I tried
to give him a $63 million abatement
on unrealized
revenue.
You're not in favor. I know what you were saying. I was trying to give the short version of this whole thing. The thing is, okay, I don't doubt you. I don't know if the owner has $1 billion. I don't know that. I'll accept that as fact from you. But if that's true, why not try to get this better deal? And I'm not against it, even when I say that the guy could come up with the money himself, because I know when this thing is built that it's going to be a plus for Reno. And like I said, my man, we could have top entertainers and NHL. And I think it'd be a great addition to the city. And if it doesn't cost us money now, if it doesn't affect budgets now, it's not taking away money from anything because the money isn't there. The money comes in as a new source of income, not taking from any other type of income. These would be property taxes on a land which doesn't collect property taxes right now. So I'm still for it. But yeah, okay, has $1 billion. You're probably not wrong. But if I had $1 million and I could get this deal, I would. He said he wasn't going to build it if it had to be all himself. So I think overall it's going to be a positive. Maybe we'll pick up this topic again when we don't have a guest. But we're going to take a break right now. Derek Lee's up next. We're going to be talking health after Fox News. I'm John Potter. This is 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 931.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Why do I laugh? Why? 9:37 our time. It's you always have now and then one of those days. Okay, so the printer doesn't work. Guess what's in the break room? Who the heck buys decaf coffee pots?
Someone who doesn't like caffeine.
Coffee is essential to survival. Dinosaurs didn't have any, and look how they turned out. I'm John Potter, and it's Derek Lee in the studio. How you doing, Derek Lee?
Doing great, John. How are you?
Yeah, you came in here smiling and everything. It just ruined my bad mood.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
How's your week been?
Oh, it's been great. Very good.
All right. Well, take calls on health if you're interested. Derek has awesome products at brainhealthformulas.com. Phone number 884-9910. And let me see what we have with you today, because I heard you had a new bundle. And this is a kind of an interesting bundle. You put some research into this one. It's called the Sampler Bundle. You took one bottle of Restore and you combined it with 50 capsules of all of your best sellers, you madman. That's 8 products plus Restore. What are your best sellers?
Micronutrients is one.
Okay.
Dragon Code, Dragon's Blood, Nerve Tranquility, Miracle Liver. Let's see, what else is there? Intercell is another one. Dragon's Blood, Dragon Code, The Balancer. I think that's 6 or 7 of them. There's one more lingering in there somewhere.
So you have like a top 10 list of top sellers. And why have these caught on so much? Why these in particular?
Because they work very well. And they've been able to actually address some health issues that nobody can really address, like tinnitus, ringing in the ears. Intercell and Nerve Tranquility both address that. We're working on getting those reviews on the website. And so that's been pretty substantial to people, like for people that have tinnitus.
Restore is your original product. You're on your 5th generation of Restore.
Yeah.
Can't make up your mind, can you?
No, it's been pretty stable for a couple of years now. The last thing we did was add a blue lotus extract to it, which helps to balance the emotional body, which I believe is really a key trait, especially as we age, in order to stabilize our emotional body, can really help reduce stress and helps us be more confident in everyday life.
Yeah, on your website, you have the variations of Restore. I didn't know there were so many variations, but you're very meticulous about what goes into these things. Some are relaxing. Some are the opposite.
We focus on having non-stimulant-based ingredients. So anything anyone experiences is all based on normal action of how the body can and brain can function.
You know, you're the kind of guy who learns something new every week, I bet. What's your latest discoveries?
I love it. We didn't plan this before.
I know you can't get out of your lab.
No.
You just can't do it.
Yeah.
So what have you discovered lately?
What I've discovered lately, specifically because of customers calling in and asking these questions in regards to stem cells. What I found out this week in regards to stem cells is that if we produce GABA, one of my new favorite terms, and
what
ingredients.
What does GABA stand for again?
Gamma amino butyric acid.
Okay.
It's a calming neurotransmitter.
It's
the only calming neurotransmitter. And in order to produce stem cells naturally, we have to produce GABA. So with any formula that has GABA, any of my formulas that have GABA in it, is going to generate the production of stem cells.
How? I thought stem cells were already in you.
They are.
You said to help create new?
To generate new stem cells.
You can do that.
Yeah. Because if you think about a lot of these supplement companies, they say or they promote the production of stem cells without actually. So if you consume, because there's a prehistoric grove of apple trees in Switzerland or some of those Norwegian countries where they believe that apple orchard has been in existence for thousands of years. And so they believe that tree regenerates based on how the stem cells function. So they harvested those stem cells and they sell those stem cells to consume as a supplement. At the same time, if you consume stem cells, there's a 50-50 chance it works for you and 50-50 chance it works against you, because it can be pro benefit or it can be pro detriment. So if we can generate the production of stem cells naturally, then you have a much better viability and you have a much greater reward from producing stem cells.
Did you see the article this week that the Ozempic products are good for the brain? Because one thing they do, besides having folks lose weight or diabetes, whatever, they reduce inflammation.
Yeah.
And when I read that, I thought, oh, Derek Lee, that has been your big thing, reducing inflammation.
It's a big factor, yeah.
And all your products, especially some of them, are powerful in reducing inflammation. Explain again why inflammation is so harmful to the brain and the body.
Well, if we have inflammation anywhere in the body, it reduces the capacity of any organ to function properly. So if we have inflammation of the liver, that's hepatitis. And so if an organ is inflamed, that means the capacity of that organ to function properly is reduced because there's fluid encapsulating it. Whether it's outside the organ or inside the organ, it still reduces the capacity for that organ to actually function properly. Now, there's a specific diagnosis for someone who has fluid buildup around the heart. I don't know if it's cardiomyopathy or some type of cardiac failure. It's diagnosed as some type of heart failure. They have to put on a diuretic to reduce fluid around the heart sac because it's reducing their ability for the heart to function properly. Same thing with kidneys. If your kidneys are inflamed, that is how you can get to being diagnosed with chronic kidney disease based on inflammation. And so one of the things I continue to look into is what generates the inflammation. Nobody seems to know that.
Do you?
I believe it either has to do with a fungus or a bacteria. A fungus lives within us no problem, because all a fungus needs is a single food source. A bacteria needs oxygen in order to function, so it's a little more challenging for a bacteria to live internally for long periods of time, but a fungus, all it needs is a food source, and it can expand indefinitely. I mean, we have hundreds of thousands of miles of path, cellular pathways within us where our immune system does not function. So it's easy for a fungus to thrive, and I actually believe that fungus is what disrupts the majority of us humans as we age.
Ooh.
It's crazy, right?
Fungus talk.
Yeah, it is.
Let's go to the phones. Rob is calling from Carson City to talk, I guess, to Derek Lee. Hey, Rob, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Hello. I have been diagnosed with what's called myelopathy, and I'm wondering if your product can help with that.
I'm not. What is myelopathy?
It's very similar to neuropathy, except it's not caused by diabetes. It's generally caused by a spinal cord injury.
Acute
spinal cord damage.
Yes, we get nerve tranquility is fantastic for all central nervous system issues. It will help reduce inflammation. It will help restore the GABA neurotransmitters, and that is what's critical in order to repair the central nervous system, is being able to rehabilitate the GABA neurotransmitters, and there's tons of scientific evidence that supports that also.
So it can actually help restore the myelin sheath?
Absolutely.
Really?
The nerve tranquility. Oh, I've got tons of people who work with nerve tranquility, and I've seen people walk through my office door at a 45-degree angle. Within 6 weeks, they're walking completely upright with almost zero pain at that point. So, yes.
Okay. Yeah, the pain is very, like I said, it's very similar to neuropathy, but it's different.
Yeah.
It's called myelopathy.
Nerve tranquility. That'll do it.
Yeah, all give
right.
it a shot,
and
my
you
friend.
Find that on your website?
Yes. Yes, sir. It's the top two rows, I believe, it's right there on top of the website.
Thanks, Rob. Sorry, you got that diagnosis. The website, brainhealthformulas.com. We're going to take a break. Be back with Derek. Derek comes in. He doesn't know what I'm going to ask him. He didn't know what the caller was going to ask him, but unscripted. And I do this because Derek always knows the answer. And that's how I learn something every single Saturday. Anyway, we'll take a break. Phone lines open, 884-9910. I'm John Potter. You're listening to 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 947.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Live and local, The Weekend. I'm John Potter, and for one more segment, my guest, Derek Lee, talking health and helping people out. Last caller is going to go to his website and check out Nerve Tranquility to help him out with his prognosis there. Derek is all into this. During the commercials, I said, Derek, so what'd you do for fun this week? And his eyes lit up, and he says, oh, man, I had the greatest time. Yesterday, I got to work early, and I had more time to read some research. I see why you're a single man. No, I'm half serious there.
It's one of those things where I just really enjoy it. And it's kind of what drives me. It's mostly from the place of reverse engineering what science has said, what big pharma has said, what supplement companies say, and comparing and contrasting data to recognize that the entire science mechanism is flawed.
Isn't it amazing? We've been on this earth thousands of years, and yet there is just so much we don't know, and so much to learn. Probably 95% is unknown. And that's what gets you all excited, to find all these bits and pieces of things. And there are a lot of things out there to discover. I think by the time I'm at my deathbed, they're finally going to find the solution to long life right there for immortality. Anyway, these are exciting times, very exciting times. You have on your website, brainhealthformulas.com, something like 30-some products, I'm guessing?
Something like that.
Okay. You, as the father of these formulas, what do you personally take, Derek Lee?
I take Restore.
Of course.
I take Intercell. I take the micronutrients. And I take the Miracle Liver every day now.
All right. That's my new thing, the Miracle Liver.
I love that.
I love it too. I don't know why I love Shilajit so much. I don't know what's in there. It's good stuff, man. And I take Restore, of course, the granddaddy of all brain health formulas. You should build a shrine to Restore in your lobby.
That'd be ideal.
Did Restore, did the first product come in a brainstorm?
No, it came out of necessity. I was diagnosed with 13 autoimmune disorders within a four-year time frame, including MS, multiple sclerosis, cerebral palsy, Parkinson's, ALS, and dementia, fully developed dementia, all in 1 year.
How did that come about?
It was believed that everything that I was diagnosed with was based on traumatic brain injury. And so over time, the brain slowly devolves, slowly degenerates. And because of certain processes stop functioning properly, the ability to repair and regenerate stops the process. The ability to repair ourselves wanes as we have more and more traumatic events, whether that's physical, emotional, or mental. Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of forced to, as Western medicine doesn't really have any answers on how to repair the brain.
No.
And so this is what kind of led me to, I was forced to develop an amino acid complex, which is now the key to all of our formulas and really what separates us from any other supplement or pharmaceutical company on the planet, is we can actually get the ingredients to the brain.
The new sampler bundle is, so I assume this is designed for the first-time customer.
It's designed for anyone who wants to just have a big array of options, kind of like we both enjoy, John. I priced it, I mean, I think it's like an $80 savings, and it really gives people the opportunity to try numerous products without having to have something that they might not want. So if they only want one thing, then it's like, okay, that was fun. But then so people miss out because they don't get to try all of it.
I know. You go to your website and you think, how can I try these all? How do I know which one works? So what do? You take one at a time?
Well, this is why we developed the sampler bundle exactly for that reason.
Does it come with like instructions when to take these?
No, it's kind of, people just get to kind of explore what they want to. Mm-hmm. And so each, like you've communicated, John, each formula has a different effect. Yeah. And eventually people will start to recognize how each formula is going to benefit them. So this is why we reduce the amount of capsules of each type, of each product, package them differently, package them in their own compartment, and just had a sampler bundle so people get to experience all of it without having to pay a full price.
It's all based on your need, folks. Like for some reason, I don't know if it's an age thing or what, suddenly I'm getting by just fine, by the way. I don't understand it, but I'm getting by on 4.5 or 5 hours of sleep every night. And I don't think that's normal. So I'm trying your sleep formula, and that has put me back into a deep, I won't say sleep, it's more like slumber. I know it gives me the most vivid dreams. Again, I don't know what he put in it, but that's been amazing. And I've always worried about my liver. So you came with the liver formula just in time. And I feel young. How many times do I say this every Saturday, don't I? That I'm an old man and I feel like I'm 30 again. Some people are listening saying 30 is old.
Right. You know, the anyone who comes to my office, this is one thing I communicate. I feel like my brain is like a 5-year-old. I retain information like a sponge.
Okay, I understand what you're saying right there. Then you look in the mirror and you think, it didn't go through the whole body. But you feel amazing. You feel reborn. And you promise there's no pharmaceuticals in any of these, right?
I can't use chemicals.
Not even caffeine, something like that.
If anything, there's nothing. I don't use any component that's actually technically a stimulant. And so if there's no technical stimulant, like has high concentration of caffeine, mm-hmm. or is going to generate a stimulant effect, because when you have it, you know, there's some research that says if you can stimulate the production of something, then that can be viewed as a stimulant. And I think there's two components based on Chinese medicine, like Gotu Kola and Ginkgo Biloba. which I do believe are classified as a stimulant.
I think that's what they were marketed as.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that it actually has a stimulating effect, so it might. But when we pair amino acids with it, we can actually rebuild those entire structures. So it improves how those components actually work, and we can actually build off that stimulating function.
It all makes a lot of sense. And your basis, a lot of times you bring up Chinese medicine.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a ton of information. There's 5,000
years. Heard a lot of good things about it.
Yeah. There's 5,000 years of history between Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic practices from India. And so I dig into that research because that's given.
And look how long they lived. Too.
Right.
All right.
I don't believe in reinventing the wheel when the research has already been done.
Derek Lee, always a pleasure.
Thank you, John.
Time goes by fast with you. Folks, go check out the sampler bundle that is Restore and 50 capsules of all their 8 bestsellers at brainhealthformulas.com. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, John. It's a pleasure.
I can't thank you enough, honestly. I'm John Potter, live and local. Fox News is up next. 884. I think we have a guest up next. And also, 11 o'clock, I think we have pretty much a whole half hour solo, you and me. We're going to really take calls then. Be back in a few.